This podfic contains adult material of a sexual and graphic nature. Listener discretion is advised, and be mindful of the tags. Feel free to hop out of the back seat if that's not your thing. Dean won't hold it against you. More than likely, he or Sam or some other SBN character or any number of character combinations will be too busy holding other things against others to give it a second thought. If you've buckled up and are ready for the drive, please check your Bluetooth connections and/or plug in those headphones before the engine starts. By proceeding, you understand that idling in the Impala is not responsible for any embarrassment, cringe, or adverse consequences that may occur as a result of the listener failing to conduct these checks. Just a Taste by Kitten of Doomage. Rating is explicit. No archive warnings apply. Category is female-male. Fandom is supernatural. Relationship, Sam Winchester / reader. Characters, Sam Winchester, reader. Additional tags, erotic audios, embarrassment, fluff, smut, Dom Sam, dirty talk, light talking, overstimulation, praise kink, sir kink, beginner's BDSM. Summary. Your guilty little pleasure is rumbled, but it doesn't turn out as badly as you expected. Notes. Full disclosure. The only audiobook I ever listened to was The Hobbit, many, 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 many years ago. I don't own an Alexa either, so I'd like to thank my friends for answering some weird questions. They know who they are. It would be a lie to say you didn't anticipate your alone time with enthusiasm. There was nothing ordinary about your living situation or about how you'd come to be there. And though you didn't regret leaving behind your tiny apartment and boring life for the excitement of the bunker, you did miss your own space and the opportunity for hobbies that were becoming more neglected in the months since you'd moved in with Sam. Which meant that when such a chance occurred, you grabbed onto it like a dog with a steak. Sam didn't notice the way you were practically vibrating as you waved them off, wishing them luck on their hunt. It was an easy case, taking them away for only one night, and definitely nothing for you to sit home and worry about when you knew the brothers were capable of handling themselves against pretty much anything. You allowed yourself to relax once they were gone, taking all of 5 minutes to sit down before deciding that your precious free time was not going to be wasted. It was much easier to clean without two large men getting in the way, and you had the benefit of being able to listen to your audiobooks without judgment or odd looks. You had been wanting to start the new series you'd been recommended much sooner, but the last time you'd attempted, the first erotic scene had made you squirm so much, Sam had asked if something was wrong, and that was your last time listening to anything even slightly smutty through headphones. With no one around, you were free to listen to Penelope Lavelle getting railed by the mysterious and handsome Dante as loud as you pleased. The portable speaker allowed you to carry the story with you, keeping you from getting bored as you scrubbed every last inch of the bathrooms and kitchen. You cleaned out the library as the characters danced a seductive waltz at a ball, returning books to their designated places while innocent Penny was introduced to chains and whips, and all manner of bedroom activities you had only enjoyed through fiction. By the time the first book was coming to an end, you were starting to wish Sam was home to relieve the arousal that left you feeling breathless, and when you went to bed, you had to take the edge off. When you finally dozed off, you dreamed of Sam doing the things Dante had done to Penny in the book. You twisted and turned all night, not unusual when you slept alone, waking in a sweat the next morning that required an immediate shower. Your curiosity about the next book in the series was too much to ignore. The boys weren't due back until the evening, and Sam had confirmed by text that they were wrapping up the hunt. You put on the second book, turning your attention to clearing out the bedrooms, only to find yourself stalling when you discovered the sequel was much, much steamier than the first, enthralling you with Penny's introduction to bondage as you folded clothes and sorted laundry.
"Are the ropes too tight, my love?"
Dante murmured, brushing his lips across her jaw. Penny hummed, squirming lightly in the bindings. She felt open and exposed, but his touch set her at ease, promising pleasure beyond what she'd experienced so far.
No.
Dante laughed under his breath, pulling away to look down at her, bound with her legs spread, arms above her head. He reached down, trailing his fingertips over her throbbing cunt, watching her twitch and whimper with need. Slap.
Oh!
Penny cried out, gasping at the sting his hand left behind on her thigh.
You're forgetting the rules,
he scolded softly.
Are the ropes too tight?
No, sir.
The scene had you in a grip you couldn't shake, standing there with a towel half folded in your hands, almost drooling as you imagined Sam's face as Dante's, you as Penelope, bound and helpless against whatever ecstasy he granted you. A steady throb started in your core, and you bit your bottom lip as Dante groaned.
You are my perfect, willing little slut, aren't you?
Yes, sir.
Penelope gasped out as he circled her swollen clit with his thumb.
Are you going to come for me, little slut?
Yes, sir.
Good girl.
Dante praised, moving his finger faster.
You were nearly moving in time with his imagined thrusts, clutching the towel between your fingers. Penelope's orgasm was a shrill cry a few seconds later, encouraged by Dante's filthy tongue. The noises became more pornographic as they started to fuck, and you listened intently, flushed from head to toe with desire.
What are you listening to?
Sam's sudden question from the doorway made you shriek and turn in surprise. Penny kept moaning lasciviously, and the sound of skin on skin was entirely too loud as you stared at your confused boyfriend, feeling like your whole body might catch fire with embarrassment.
Alexa, stop,
you cried, covering your face in shame. The pornographic noises ended abruptly, leaving only silence and the pounding of your heart in your ears. Sam stepped into the room, lips twitching into a smirk as you peeked at him through your fingers.
You're back early,
you squeaked, slowly lowering your hands.
I did call,
he defended softly.
You didn't answer.
I was,
More heat filled your face.
Distracted.
His smirk grew.
Obviously. Was that an audiobook?
Your stomach curdled.
It's a series.
Someone recommended it to me. I was just seeing if it was any good. Keeping your voice casual was difficult, and judging by the look on Sam's face, you didn't succeed.
He shrugged lightly.
The smile on his face was still playful, almost hungry.
Sounded hot,
he commented.
Had you misheard him?
Huh?
You yelped, eyebrows lifting in surprise.
I didn't know you liked that kind of thing.
He continued, moving a little closer now, casually flicking the door shut behind him with two fingers. Your heart raced, and you couldn't move, stuck like a deer in headlights. It was difficult to know how much he had actually heard.
What kind of thing?
His eyes were locked on yours, and the look in them made your knees tremble.
Being manhandled,
he murmured, dragging his gaze over your body. The thin vest and shorts you had been cleaning in suddenly didn't feel like they were covering you enough.
Being told what to do.
He took a step closer, suddenly almost touching, and your breath caught in your throat.
Definitely looks like you were enjoying what he was doing to her.
Your mouth felt dry.
I've never tried it,
you whispered, caught in his stare.
Do you want to?
You couldn't help the whimper that escaped you, but something else had come to your attention. Swallowing, you straightened, glancing at the door.
Is Dean with you?
No.
Then, yes.
His smile turned predatory.
Good girl,
he praised, reaching out to tug you closer. You went willingly, melting into him when he kissed you, clutching at his shirt as he shrugged off his jacket, letting it fall to the floor with a dull thud.
You have no idea the things I've wanted to do to you.
He groaned, capturing your face in his hands again to crush your lips together in a hungry kiss.
I didn't want to scare you off.
A thrill ran through you at the thought of what ideas he could have had.
You won't, you breathed. I've only read about it. I don't want to disappoint you.
He smiled. You could never.
Do you like all, that?
You asked meekly.
Like BDSM?
I've dabbled,
he replied, holding your body flush against his.
And it deserves a real conversation about it, but I'm not sure I can think straight right now.
You whined as he ground into you, letting you feel the evidence of his arousal pressing into your stomach.
All I can think about is you on your knees, wrapping your lips around my cock.
The idea sparked a deep throb in your core, and you looked up at him, suddenly feeling compelled to give him what he wanted. Sliding down out of his grip, you landed on your knees, fumbling for his belt as he watched with dark eyes. He didn't move to assist you, simply allowing you to unfasten his pants, only making a slight noise when your fingers wrapped around his hard length.
You like being told what to do, huh?
He groaned, sliding his hand through your hair as you stroked him from root to tip. You nodded into his grip, looking up at him with wide eyes.
Suck my cock like a good little slut.
Your body's reaction was instantaneous. Moisture flooded your pussy and mouth, and you leaned in without a second thought, sucking the sensitive tip of his cock between your lips. Ignoring the intense emptiness between your thighs was hard, but as you took him deeper, he moaned, and the excitement of pleasing him took over. You moaned around him, feeling him bump the back of your throat, encouraged by the gentle guiding touch of his hand at the side of your head. Something inside you craved a rougher touch, overriding your nervousness until you pulled back and vocalized your need.
I want it rough,
you gasped out. His expression darkened.
Say that again,
he murmured, a challenging edge to his voice. You swallowed.
Please, use me, sir.
He smirked.
Use you? You want me to fuck that pretty mouth?
The way he spoke was making you squirm.
Yes, sir.
His fingers wrapped around the side of your head. With his other hand, he guided his cock back to your mouth, easing himself in with a low rumble of appreciation. You tried to keep watching, but the angle hurt your eyes, so you closed them, breathing through your nose with your cheeks hollowed. Rubbing your tongue against him made him moan, and he started to thrust back and forth, careful but forceful until he was sure you could take it. Every stroke sent him deeper, and you swallowed reflexively, moaning as the feeling of being used heightened your arousal. But when you reached up to touch him, he suddenly stopped, pulling away and abruptly leaving you gasping on your knees.
That's enough,
he soothed, pulling you to your feet, wiping away the saliva left on your lips.
Any other night, I'd happily come down your throat and watch you swallow every drop.
You sagged a little, whimpering at the thought.
But right now, I want to feel your tight cunt wrapped around me when I fill you up.
He stepped back, releasing you with a smile.
Strip.
The ease with which you did as you were told was mildly surprising. You enjoyed following his commands, letting him take charge. In any other situation, Sam was as giving as any partner should be, but something about him taking control of you was intoxicating. Undressing quickly, you tried not to pay much attention to him as he removed his own clothing, and you were barely nude before he was issuing another order.
On the bed, on your knees.
You scrambled to obey, panting as you positioned yourself, feeling him approach from behind. Anticipation made your heart pound inside your chest, and sweat started to prickle at your skin, making you shiver slightly as his knuckles brushed against your leg.
Good girl.
His hand slapped lightly against your ass, and you whimpered, biting your lip to try and quiet the noise. Sam chuckled, rubbing his fingers against your bare pussy.
You're so wet, baby.
He purred, easily sinking a finger inside you. His free hand stroked over your ass, pulling back to spank you gently again. Your whole body clenched,
and he groaned, adding a second finger.
Do you like getting spanked?
Yes, sir.
Another slap and you cried out, grinding down onto his fingers.
Fuck.
He grunted.
I can't wait to find out what else you like. Maybe we can listen to those dirty books together. Take some notes.
Your eyes widened a little at the thought, wondering if you would be able to do that without giggling. Sam seemed to sense your hesitation, laughing under his breath.
Don't worry.
He assured you softly.
I doubt they have anything wilder than I could think of myself.
Any thought you could have had in response was suddenly drowned out as he started to move his hand faster, twisting his fingers inside you, curling them to find the deepest spot that made your hips twitch.
You're so fucking wet.
All you could think about was having him inside you, craving it more in that moment than anything you'd ever craved. You squirmed, pushing back onto his fingers, so desperate for him that you couldn't hope to stop the stumbled plea spilling from your lips.
Please, sir.
He withdrew, apparently just as impatient as you were feeling. The blunt tip of his cock pressed against you, and you tensed, throwing your head back as he began to press in, filling you inch by inch until you didn't feel like you could take anymore. When his hips finally came flush with your body, you cried out, and Sam hauled you up, your back against his chest, forcing you to feel the full length of his cock inside you. He held you with one arm across your chest, and the other hand dropped, pressing into your lower stomach right where he was buried.
Feel how deep I am?
He rumbled against the shell of your ear.
I'm gonna make you feel so fucking good.
He ground into you, forcing a gasp out of you as your head fell back onto his shoulder.
You're so tight around me.
He groaned.
So wet and warm. Maybe I should just keep you here. Keeping me warm.
The hand over your chest cupped your breast, pinching your nipple between thumb and forefinger.
You'd be the perfect little cock sleeve, wouldn't you?
You could barely think to answer, managing a raspy, "Yes, sir," as he kept toying with your breasts. He wasn't moving much, yet he was holding you on an edge, managing to turn you to jelly with so little stimulation.
I have so much to show you,
he whispered, lowering the hand over your stomach until his fingertips were teasing at your clit.
You're such a good girl. I think you deserve what you want.
His fingers were rubbing now, picking up a steady rhythm against your clit that made every nerve you had sing with pleasure. He pulled his hips back, withdrawing, then sinking back in sharply before repeating the action, punching a cry from your lips every time. You weren't bound, but he had you held tightly in his grip. All you could do was cling to his arm as he fucked you harder and harder. The bed frame squeaked, and you could feel your own arousal coating your thighs, held apart by his knees, the position almost impaling you on his cock. He grunted as he kept moving, fingers matching the rhythm of his cock until you were seeing stars, and your cries became silent tremors that made you twitch in his hold.
That's it,
he praised.
Good girl, coming all over my cock.
Your eyes rolled back as the climax dragged on until his constant touch.
Fuck, I'm gonna fill you up. You feel that? Gonna come inside you. Make sure you're dripping with me.
He groaned, tightening his grip on your breast.
Keep squeezing me, baby. I'm so close.
You managed one last whimper as he started to come, slamming into you one last time and finally releasing you. Gravity brought you down onto your hands, and Sam gripped your hips tightly, holding you in place as he emptied himself into you. Your strength gave out, and your cheek came flush with the sheets, soaking up the exertion coating your skin. It took a moment or two for the ringing in your ears to stop. Sam let go of your hips, brushing his fingers over where he'd touched you.
You okay?
He asked softly, leaning to the side to try and see your face. You opened your eyes, smiling dozily.
Very okay,
you choked out, still swimming in the afterglow of coming so hard.
That was...
Your lips felt dry, so you licked them, trying to think of an adequate way to describe what had happened.
Nothing came to mind, but he seemed to pick up on your inability to voice your satisfaction.
Yeah, he agreed. It was.
With a grunt, he withdrew, looking around for something to clean up with. You rolled onto your side, clenching your thighs together to try and prevent a mess, though you had been planning on changing the sheets anyway.
I think I need a shower.
You laughed when he threw your underwear in your direction. He laughed, nodding his head as he pulled his boxers back up.
Me too.
Watching you for a second, he sighed, scrubbing a hand through his hair.
I hope that wasn't too,
It wasn't. You reassured him quietly, tugging your underwear back on. And even if I am deeply embarrassed about you discovering my guilty pleasure? He laughed again, and you smiled. I'm kinda glad. I don't think I would have ever mentioned anything otherwise. Not that sex before wasn't really, really good, it's just...
I get it.
You were quiet for a moment, then you cleared your throat.
I'm safe with you, Sam. I trust you more than I ever trusted anyone.
The three words you'd been thinking for months were right there, but even with everything you had discovered, you still weren't brave enough. Instead, you smiled, hoping he understood the depth of your feelings without the need to say it.
Hey,
he murmured, taking hold of your hand.
That means a lot. I trust you too.
He leaned in, kissing your fingertips.
How about we grab that shower, and then we can have that conversation?
Smiling, you took his hand when he offered it.
Sounds good to me.